You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And for the next couple of weeks, we are going to be talking about dogs. We have a fabulous new book out called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. It's all about the magic of sharing life with a dog. Because after all, they keep us company. They give us unconditional love. They share in the ups and downs of our lives. And they can definitely make every day an adventure. And sometimes they come into our lives in such a special way, as if it were destiny, like that dog was meant to be. And that's what we're going to see in today's two stories. So our first story is from Janice Edwards, and she tells us that she had a dream that was so vivid that it felt like it had really happened. In the dream, she and her husband were getting a little black and tan puppy, and they got it from a business that was run out of a house. Janice and her husband had been talking about getting a puppy, but the time never seemed right. Her husband said that maybe they should go to the shelter and see what kinds of puppies were available. But first, they had an errand to do, and it was at a place called Whitewater Experience. And when they pulled up in front of it, Janice couldn't believe it. It was run out of a house, this business, and it was the exact house that she had seen in her dream. So she couldn't resist asking the owner of the business, Don, if he had a small black and tan puppy for sale. And at that moment, a little Yorkshire Terrier puppy emerged from under the man's desk. It was identical to the puppy that Janice had seen in her dream the night before. When she told this to Don, he said, he had been planning to keep the puppy because his birth had been so traumatic. It turned out that he was so big that when his mother was trying to give birth, he got stuck, and all the other puppies were backed up behind him. So Don had to drive the mother dog 20 miles to the vet for help, and there she delivered four puppies, including this gigantic one. Janice says, Don said that Gordo never approached strangers. But he ran directly to me. He was the dog I had seen in my dream. And I was crestfallen when Don said he was going to keep the puppy. But when Don saw how sad she was, he changed his mind. He said he still owned the mother and the father and there would be more puppies. So he offered to let them buy the puppy for his standard price of $250. But that was way beyond the young couple's budget. So he lowered the price a bit. And he said they could pay over time, and the deal was done. Janice would have the puppy of her dreams for the next 15 years. She says, we have owned other dogs since, but none of them was a dream dog, and none measured up to George. His pictures are still in our living room and bedroom, and Roy still carries a picture of him in his wallet. He will be with us always, if only in our dreams. People say that it seems like destiny brings them together with their perfect dog. And in Vicky McIntyre's case, there was definitely a magical connection. Because Vicky, too, dreamed about a stray dog before that dog appeared in real life. Vicky dreamt that she was standing in her yard and a light-haired dog was running toward her. She stretched her arms wide and she called out to the dog. She called her Lily. In the dream, it seemed that Vicky already knew this dog and that she was already part of their family. But in real life, Vicky did not have a dog, and she and her husband had not even discussed getting one. So Vicky didn't think much more about the weird dream. But then a week later, she noticed a dog curled up in the corner of their yard. but she thought it belonged to one of the neighbors. A few nights after that, she and her husband came home late, and they found the dog lying on their porch. It was winter, and it wasn't that unusual for them to find an animal sheltering on their covered front porch. Vicky approached the dog slowly. She was a big, blonde husky, and she wagged her tail at Vicky. But then she limped down their steps and went off into the darkness. She didn't have a collar, so Vicky and her husband decided that they were the ones who needed to save her. Plus, this was the exact dog that Vicky had seen in her dream more than a week earlier. Days later, that dog was back on the porch, and she let Vicky pet her. The poor thing was covered in fleas, and there were some infected places behind her ears. This dog had not been cared for by anyone in a long time. That was obvious. Vicky's husband managed to get the dog into his truck and took her to the vet. Turned out that the limp would be permanent, but they could fix some of her other problems. After she went to the vet and the groomer, she came home to their porch, and then, since no one ever claimed her, she became their dog, just as Vicky's dream had foretold. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Me and My Dog. You can find the book on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers and independent bookstores. Now, do you have your own story to share with our readers? We're always looking for new people to join our writing family. Just go to chickensoup.com, click on Submit Your Story on the book's pull-down menu, and we will guide you through the process of submitting your story. And then maybe you will become a published author with us. We're collecting stories for half a dozen new topics, including another book for next year filled with dog stories. Please come back for our next episode for two more wonderful stories about dogs that were lost and then miraculously found.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.